I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Security was beefed up today for Muslim Friday prayers in Beirut. It was an indication of how Lebanon as a whole is on high alert amid expectations that the U.S. will launch a military strike in neighboring Syria. The Lebanese are fearful that their country could get drawn into a regional war. The country is already dealing with more than a million Syrians who fled the civil war in their country. Ben Gilbert has more from Beirut.
On a street in South Beirut, young men search vehicles at a makeshift checkpoint. The late leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini, gazes down from a large sign tacked to a nearby light pole. These are Hezbollah's men, and they're looking to prevent another car bomb like the one that killed 27 people here a little over 2 weeks ago. The checkpoints are everywhere, and some men even wear blue TSA-style gloves as they search methodically through luggage or cargo. The checkpoints have made the already terrible traffic in these crowded streets even worse, but most people don't seem to mind. 32-year-old Hanan lives here and works at a store just around the corner from where one of the bombs went off. Hezbollah has secured the area, so we are feeling safe, she says. Of course, there's going to be traffic and more searches. It's only logical. This is a natural thing, and we have to accept it. What Hanan and others have to accept is that Lebanon seems to be getting dragged further into their neighbor's conflict with every passing week. The Hezbollah-dominated Shiite Muslim community supports Syria's Bashar al-Assad, and Lebanon's Sunni Muslims support the Syrian opposition. There have been tit-for-tat bombings in Lebanon and scores dead. Hanan was reluctant to blame those who many analysts and security experts say were the likely culprits of the attack here, Sunni Muslim jihadists bent on revenge for Hezbollah's military support of Assad. Instead, she reports Hezbollah's claim that it was Israel. There's a hidden hand that's moving things toward creating some kind of strife between the Sunnis and Shiites, she says. We are one family, but there's a hand that's planning to create internal strife. During our interviews with Hanan and others, we were accompanied by a Hezbollah minder who listened to all of our interviews and even tried to coach people about what to say. But it's not just Hezbollah looking to put the blame on the hidden hand of Israel or the U.S. Lebanese on all sides of the political spectrum have done that to try and diffuse tensions. 51-year-old Mohammed is a key maker whose shop had its front windows blown out by the blast 2 weeks ago. He's a big, burly, tough guy, but he's also a grandfather, and he's worried about the safety of his children and grandchildren. If our enemies would fight us directly, we wouldn't have any fear, he says. But of course, when you have women and children, and the attackers use car bombs and rockets and bring down buildings, you fear for your family. And it's not just people in this area who are worried about security. Beirut's renovated downtown boasts high-end stores like Prada and Rolex, alongside this H&M clothing store and swanky coffee shops and restaurants. It's Thursday evening, and usually the area is filled with shoppers and tourists. But tourists, including the spend-happy Gulf Arabs, are few, and many Lebanese expatriates who usually return in the summer have opted to stay away. Some restaurants and shops have shut down. This area is also popular for families with young children who take advantage of the car-free pedestrian zone where kids can play. Today, though, 39-year-old Rihanna is one of the few parents here. She brought her two daughters to zip around on their scooters.
I thought I'd come here to downtown because, you know, there is... I thought there might not be a lot of people, so that's fine. That's even better.
So you came deliberately to a public place that you thought wouldn't have a lot of people because it would be less of a target?
Exactly. That's what I thought.
That's some strategic planning right there.
No, but really, I thought about downtown because first they searched the cars, and I thought in a place like this where it's like, you know, inside, if they were going to put a car, maybe it would be outside the area. So yeah, I thought about this, actually. And yesterday I took them to the beach, because also I thought maybe the beach, it's a hard place to get, you know, they're not going to bomb the beach or something. So yeah, of course we think about this a lot.
Now, does it worry you even more that the U.S. or France or the West might attack Syria?
Yes, very much. Because you don't know what the reaction will be. You don't know, this is the problem. You don't know how here they might react to this attack.
For example, What happens if Hezbollah attacks Israel in response to a U.S. attack on Syria, and then Israel attacks Lebanon, or Iran attacks Israel? Rayana says she's worried Lebanon could become another Iraq. These days, she keeps her family indoors after dark. The country is perhaps as staunchly divided as after former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was assassinated in 2005. Then, the country was caught in a regional and international tug of war. Now, the same actors are fighting a proxy war in Syria, and many believe that more spillover is inevitable. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.